Hello, hello. Check, one, two.
You're check, jealous again. You say she's just a friend.
Whoa, dude.
Sorry, I was singing Black Flag. Have you ever heard
we'll
of them?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. I like how we start these podcasts now. It's just, I just hit record, and whatever comes out comes
out. But it's
out.
Really, it's super contrived, though.
I know.
It's scripted. Yeah, it's scripted.
That was great. You were really good at acting right there when
Thank you.
In the script is all start singing Black Flag as I start to
thank you.
Awkward hello. This is the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards for September 23rd, 2019.
And boy, has it ever been an action sport packed week.
Oh my gosh.
And mainly
working, we've been working really hard in the action sports world. This is the world's greatest action sports podcast, if you didn't know that.
What's this?
That's a sweatshirt. But
Hong
the people
Kong
listening
deli?
Can't see that.
I
that's
know.
From my friends at Club Midnight.
Well, I'm just going to describe it. It's a sweatshirt.
Okay,
that
describe
is,
it.
It's a sweatshirt that is made to look like a deli. Is it an actual deli?
Many people say it's a strip club slash brothel in Tijuana, but some people also say that it's a deli. I guess you'll never know.
I had this idea to make t-shirts of fake restaurants.
Well, too late. It's been done. I got you something.
What is it?
This is something else for you to describe to the listeners before we start. Go
is
ahead.
Is it a Tamagotchi?
Nope. Open it up.
Remember those? Where
open
you have
it.
To take care of your virtual pet?
There's nothing to do with
and
well,
now,
this could be your new virtual
now
pet.
Now they're just called children. How come I can't open it? Is this like
oh
one
my
of those
God.
Things? Hold on. Last week I didn't talk close enough to the microphone, so this week I'm going to go.
Oh my, and it's weird that I only told you three times
shut
during
up.
The recording of this podcast.
Shut up, Chris.
Who told you that?
I can't open this.
Give me it.
No.
Squeeze it.
You gave it to me.
I got Todd out of a little thing in Japan. It's a, you put in a coin and turn it. What are those? Vending machine?
Cool, you got me a plastic bag.
There's, where, did it fly out?
What?
What's in there?
Nothing.
Oh, it's right here. I already opened it. There you go. It's a little Chiton.
I beg your pardon?
You know who Chiton is?
No.
You better recognize.
Chiton you.
You got a new Chiton. Nobody cares about that.
Kakoi.
Follow Chiton on Instagram. You'll see. Todd, this podcast is presented by OGO. I used the OGO medium-sized roller bag this weekend to drive up to Lemoore, California.
Lemoore.
Adventure.io. Did you read the press release?
Read it.
It's official.
Lived it.
Action sports personality Chris Cote has joined the Adventure.io family.
Chris is a freaking huge spider right there. Look at that thing.
A lifelong action sports expert.
That might be a brown recluse.
Cote competed as an amateur surfer.
Chris,
pro.
There needs to be something done about this.
Todd,
spider.
I'm talking about myself in a press release.
Do you see that?
I see it.
Is that your friend?
Yes.
We need to get the maid in here ASAP.
Today, Cote. Today, Cote can be heard commentating at World Surf League events, Vans Park Series.
Whoa, wait a second.
And most recently, joined the Adventure.io board of directors.
What? How come I'm not on there?
You're invited. You didn't look at your paperwork. You're invited to join the Adventure.io board of directors. That's private news. This is public information.
But wait.
As co-host of the Monday Mass podcast, which is jokingly referred to as the greatest action sports podcast on earth. Well, it's
did you
serious.
Write this? Did you write this?
They wrote it. Professional press release people wrote it.
I don't know about this.
And
spider,
we are
dude.
Seriously referred to as the world's greatest action sports podcast.
I'm seeing an hourglass shaped.
I just want to say
its belly.
Thank you to Adventure.io, and you're welcome for all the rad work we're going to do together.
Eyeballing me.
Adventure.io is an official sponsor of the Monday Mass podcast. Go to get your Adventure.io app and let's get adventuring.
It could be a brown widow.
Todd, also, Nanocraft CBD, which you know about, right? Did you use Nanocraft CBD to go get yourself a good night's sleep this weekend?
I did, but I'm wondering if Nanocraft CBD works against spider bites. Look at this thing.
Dude,
Chris,
I will get
don't,
the spider.
No. You, if you harm it, it, we could have bad luck.
I'm already sweating.
We had to close the door.
Should we turn the fan on?
Can we?
Yeah.
It's just like white noise.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. Ow. Okay, we're back.
All right.
Okay,
sorry.
Nanocraft CBD.
I was distracted by
the code, MASS, when you check out, you get a discount. New Greens. Todd, you just brought me a bag of New Greens. Oh, I got a lot of stuff.
Look at. Get minted. The mint one is the best one.
Got a complete superberry.
Superberry is really good. The minted, if you make smoothies, it's superfood. It's classic. It's vegan. No animal byproducts in there. Parts. It's made in the USA. It's all organic. And what's that, Banaka?
Throat spray. Yeah, New Greens.
They're on board.
I'm stoked.
You can get a discount from them if you go to
New Greens. I follow them on the Instagram.
If you go to New Greens, you can enter Mass and get a massive discount.
Come on.
For real though.
Wave Soda. It's local summer here in Southern California. We're drinking a lot of that Wave Soda just to stay feeling good. Stay thirsty out there. Drink that Wave Soda. Chemistry Surfboards. Is my board done yet?
I am picking up another one today.
Is my board done yet? That's the question the shapers love
I
to
hear. I think
that
would be, actually, I'm going to start an Instagram called Is My Board Done Yet?
But I'm serious. Is it done? You said last week they made me something. But is that a surprise?
No. Happy birthday.
Thank you. That wasn't
the surprise.
Panikin Coffee and Tea, which we'll talk about in Nerd News, of course. Folklore Project, Quincy Woodwrights, and our home, youonline.com.
Youonline.com.
Youonline.com. Youonline.com. All right, Todd, you want to get into it?
Yeah, I'm making up an Instagram account
right now. Okay, as you know, Todd, we had a divide and conquer this weekend.
My board.
Do that on your own time.
No, because if I try to do it, I'll forget.
Take a screenshot of what you're doing right now.
Yet.
Okay, hey, everybody listening. Let's just wait for Todd to make a new Instagram.
Go ahead. Username Is My Board Done Yet is not available. Who the hell has Is My Board Done Yet?
No, we'll wait.
Sorry, where are we? What did you do?
As you know.
Yes.
Todd, you and I had to divide and conquer this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're going to start with the surf news segment brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards.
Yep.
It's only fitting that I tell you what I was doing. As if you didn't know. Todd, put your phone down.
Let me tell you what you're
God
doing.
Damn it.
I paid attention to you this weekend.
Put it down.
You're going to listen to me.
Put it down. I was at the Freshwater Pro presented by Outer Known in Lemoore, California. I got some notes.
I watched it. I also have notes.
Big picture, finals day made up for a mediocre start. Let's start there.
Okay.
Because everybody knows, most everybody watching, everybody that was texting me, twittering, kind of had the same sentiment. Look, qualification day, and this is across the board. This is most sports, skating, surf, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Qualification day is kind of blue-collar working day, right? You go to work, you get your job done.
Mm-hmm.
You advance to the finals.
You put in a medium effort.
Yeah, 75% probably.
You want to leave a little on the bone. A little meat on the bone.
That's what we saw on Thursday. There were no fans in the crowd in the stands along the basin. There was no music playing. It was people were nervous.
It was quiet. I need to interject here. Actually, this is coming from a fan who was there's point of view. I spoke to someone this morning whilst I was out having a surfing time.
Okay.
They were saying that there needs to be bleachers.
Okay.
Because you cannot see.
Note taken.
You can't see because it's just like straight rows of people. And if homeboy in front of you is tall, you ain't seeing nothing.
Yeah. Well, I saw stuff. I was walking around.
All right.
But good note. What I'm trying to say here is, yes, I was there. I was working there. I was commentating about this. The first day was very steady, measured surfing.
Medium pace,
quiet. People were so nervous. You could feel it. Every post-heat interview, people were gassed and nervous. It was like pulling teeth because people were just so focused. And then finals day came on. Place was packed. Mm-hmm. People were screaming, cheering. Music was playing. Surfers got the note to start doing stuff. And that brings us to Julian Wilson, giant perfect varial.
Was insane.
And that really, for me, was when things started escalating.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I say finals day made up for the lackluster
start. Julian did a proper varial, too. Like, he did a straight-up backside air, turned it, put his feet on.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, when you think about Felipe Toledo, it's basically his chop hop. It was pretty much that was a pop shove it.
Yeah.
Grabbed mute after the pop shove it happened.
Right.
But he did try to pull into a switch barrel with a busted-ass back. I honestly...
That would have been...
I think Julian and Felipe made the weekend for me. And... Also,
Lakey Peterson.
Lakey's under the lip Miller flip was insane.
I got more on that.
Okay.
The Julian Varial. Perfect.
Hot move. What did he get for that?
He got a big score, like a nine
right?
or something.
I'm glad because, I mean, I'd be worried that they wouldn't reward as well as they should. I mean, just to do that in that pool, because there's not a, it doesn't seem like you can't really boost in that pool.
There's a very small area. You can do it in the midsection if you want to risk it to get the biscuit. There's a, I would say, maybe 2.5-3 feet of area after the final tube. So you got to either get in and out quick or bypass entirely that final tube, and then you really only have 3 or 4 feet of proper air section.
Mm-hmm.
Julian hit that perfect.
Would you call it the areola?
I would call it the air area. I loved Julian's varial so much.
It was cool.
Because a lot of times when you see people do that, Italo does this a lot. It's kind of funny, a claim, not a claim. You know, the pop shove at the end is like doing a chop up at the end anyway.
Yeah,
it's just
sure.
for fun.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a lot of extra points, if any. But Julian's was, you could tell it was proper trick.
It's a straight varial. And the good, I mean, he Julian's a good enough skater that he does those. Like, he can actually do one on a skateboard. So that gives it even more props.
The first thing Julian said to me when I saw him this weekend was, dude, the last Vans Parksy was so sick. And that got me excited because that tells me that he's been watching skate events to get fired up for this event.
Hype.
You know, I talked to the head judge.
Who?
Potomo of the WSL before the event started. And I said, yeah, what if... somebody does a proper switch trick or gets a switch tube ride. And it was a really interesting conversation because he basically nailed the answer that I wanted to hear. And I think, Todd, you'll like this. He said, if it's a cheeky kind of, he didn't use the word cheeky, but if it's like a, you're standing on your board and you put your hands on your deck and you switch your feet and you get barreled and it's not functional or
not hype.
You know, it's like a jokey kind of switch thing.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But it would have given the judges something to chew on if Felipe, who almost pulled the combo of the event, I would think they'd have to give him a 9+ if he would have
come out of that.
The combo was like a whip, kind of a tail whip,
going
backwards, right? Switch stance, fins first.
Wait, what?
Felipe. Or did he do a pop shove?
He did a varial, but then he like whipped around, and then it sucked because he kind of got caught behind the section a little bit because his feet were in the wrong spot.
Right.
So he kind of did it too early.
But he got in the tube switch,
yes.
And his nose was forward.
Yes.
So it was the pop shove varial, or let's just say varial, because he grabbed the rail.
It's kind of not, though. It's like if you did, like Julian's was a proper, like came up backside air, pulled it in front of him.
Describe the main difference between a varial and a pop shove
to grab mute.
Grab.
Okay, here's what I think. It's like, you know, Julian did an actual, like, did a backsetter, grabbed it, took it off his feet, put it back on mute, landed with the board backers.
Right.
So what I think Felipe did was he basically did basically a pop shove it, but pop shove it into his hand, like pop shove it to grab.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
what you could do on a
vert ramp. You could do that anywhere, but there is a significant difference between those two tricks. We just stop rumbling.
Kicking the bag. Go ahead.
So that's it.
So as the head judge said, if something like that would have happened, if Felipe, who while it wasn't the craziest shove it or varial done, the fact that he did it, switched it around, he was switch stance into the barrel, if he would have came out of that barrel, they would have had to think for a while about that because that was obviously super high risk, super technical, difficult. If he would have come out of that barrel, I would have loved to have seen what score he would have got. I would say 9.
Was that the end of the wave?
9, yeah.
That was the end of the
wave.
Okay. So if he got barreled, he would have been in that barrel.
Yeah.
And then like would have come out and like tried to do like kind of like a soggy switch. like cut back.
Or just and, come out of the barrel and stand up straight and kind of like, well, I'm in control. Right?
I don't think he'd be standing up straight. His back was jacked.
His back's messed up. So that brings us to Lakey Peterson.
Radical.
So I was doing post-heat interviews for Lakey's final runs. We call them runs at the Surf Ranch, which was very complicated, very confusing when you're doing interviews and you say run and wave in the same, either way. Lakey tries an air to finish. She kind of tries like a mix, you know, inverted kind of
blow tail
reverse thing. And an air. So she fell. She's probably tried 50 of those.
She had
maneuvers.
It though. Like she kind of had it on her feet.
It was close. So I do the post-heat interview and I'm talking to her. I'm like, afterwards, she's running back to the Jeep. I'm kind of walking with her. I go, yo, if you make that last air, you're going to get a 10. And she said, if you pull it, you win. And it was very close to saying
that's what
she said. but I didn't. But she said, if you pull it, you win, and ran off, got in the Jeep, and took off. She pulled it on her last move.
You can say it now.
That's what she said.
Right.
But that's what Lakey said. But if you pull it, you win.
Right. Like it's a literal, that's what she
the
said.
The trick. And she pulled it. Nice air. Like really, I mean.
Wasn't an air. Wasn't an air.
Her last, yeah, she got above the lip. ATL.
It was a, see this.
Give her credit for the air. She got above the lip.
She did, but I think it was more of a, it was an insane move, but it was a straight up like early grab, Miller flip in the lip. The board punched out the back because she had momentum, but it wasn't like an air reverse. It was a different move. 100%. They call it the club sandwich, which is basically, it is basically a Miller flip. Like a frontside invert on a surfboard as you could do one.
I don't know if she was inverted enough to call it a Miller flip or a club sandwich, in my opinion.
I'll call that shit up right now.
Frontside air, 360.
Yeah, but okay, all right, whatever.
And
but
I,
it was,
and
but
I did
she
not,
she grabbed before she got to the lip.
I didn't even get a chance to say 540 the whole weekend.
She grabbed before she got to the lip, Chris.
Okay. Early grab, I don't know, whatever it was, it was sick.
I guarantee you.
And she, it was so clutch.
She did clutch it.
There was a clutch maneuver. Gabriel Medina is now undefeated. Back to the men. Gabriel Medina is now undefeated at the Surf Ranch. 99% sure he's going to win the 2019 world title. What do you think of that? He's now in the yellow Jeep leader jersey.
What?
Yeah.
He's in the Jeep.
What are you looking at?
I was trying to pull up Lakey Peterson's.
Excuse me.
Clubbing seal clubber. I can't.
Well,
I can't believe that she didn't put that on her.
People
Insta.
Really want to listen to you.
Yes.
Touch your phone.
Yes.
That's why
I'm not touching my phone.
That's why people tune into this show.
To the goddamn podcast, Chris.
Now you are. What do you think about Gabriel Medina's chances of winning the 2019 World Championship title? He's now in the Jeep Leaders jersey.
Cry is free.
So, yes.
I mean, he could.
Wait, but let's be honest.
I think
I loved his last run. His last line was so crazy.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm just not a, like, he's, there is no doubt that Medina is an insanely good surfer.
Yeah.
There's just other things that get in the way of me
like
celebrating.
Like double grabbing?
No, there's other stuff.
What, did he hurt you?
Where did he
hurt you?
Where did, show me on the doll.
Show me where he made you cry is
Gabriel
free.
Gabriel Medina made you hurt.
Listen, you know what?
Did his sister get to ride a wave? That was a big point of contention.
You were worried about
I was like, yeah, they cut to a commercial, and there was like all this, like you could see they were setting it up, and I thought that was going to be really cool.
He was wearing a cape.
Yes.
Going down the line, and I said to the guy next to me, I go, watch this, Superman. And he did it.
Yeah.
But he fell.
But can we set the other stage? Because I find this is more interesting.
What other stage?
The one where he goes out to get his last wave, right?
Oh, with his sister on
the
jet ski.
And
his
sister's on the jet ski, and she's got jeans on. She was wearing jeans. She wasn't wearing a wetsuit.
Like Kelly Slater?
Yes,
Chopo?
Like Kelly, Mr. Big Jeans.
So
Medina was gonna like get a couple turns in and then let his sister have the second half of the wave, which I thought was gonna be awesome. I thought that would be really cool.
Didn't happen, did it?
I don't know. They cut to commercial.
No, it didn't. She didn't get to do that. I didn't get a wave
Is
either.
It cause
though, by the way,
did she not sign a waiver?
Guess what? I wasn't invited to
wave.
Get a wave.
Get a wave.
Guess who else got waves?
Get a wave from me.
Let me tell you who got waves.
Okay, go. Strider.
Kaipo.
Strider.
Strider. Rosie. Joe. Ronnie. Potts. Barton.
You didn't get a wave. They didn't offer you a wave?
No.
Really?
I wasn't going to beg. I wasn't going to tell them that my birthday was on Monday and I wanted a wave for my
birthday.
Literally
all the other commentators except you got a wave.
And then I started seeing random people getting waves.
Like who?
Honestly.
Like picking people out of the crowd?
Like people out of the crowd.
Shut up.
I was standing on the dock and literally they're going, okay, we got three burner waves coming up. And I'm like holding my trunks, not saying anything because I'm too proud to beg, standing there holding my trunks. Wasn't invited to Stab High. Wasn't invited to Bald Face with you.
Yeah, you were.
Wasn't invited to... I wasn't invited to Catch a Wave.
But it sucks. That
whatever.
Sucks.
You know what?
You've been there. How many times have you surfed it?
I posted my wave twice while I was there.
But that's,
maybe that's
maybe
my...
they thought you were surfing.
I screwed up.
How many waves did Strata get?
My
for
barrel,
real?
My backside barrel,
it was
and
good,
I'm not
dude.
Bragging here.
You lit a layback in the barrel.
It was longer than most barrels.
I could hear
and that's probably why I didn't get away.
You sent a woman into a Meg Ryan moment on the
yeah.
jet ski. Who was that?
That was my friend Chloe, who does PR for WSL.
Chloe was very happy about
yeah,
her.
That was the best commentary ever.
So, but
wait, you know what I did get?
What?
I did get a lot of press from our friends at Beach Grit. 4 out of 5 stories about
you,
the Freshwater Pro, mentioned me.
In a positive light?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I realized, you're going to like this.
All right.
Beach Grit
mm-hmm.
is the Fox News of surf media.
Ooh.
Think about it, right? They talk to their base.
Yep.
They fire up their base.
Yes.
You know, Chaz is kind of like the Tucker Carlson of
ooh,
surf media.
That's hype.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got their Bill O'Reillys and they're
yeah.
kind of like made up name people. No, and I'm the only person on the message board. Chaz and I are the only people on the message board using our real names.
Wait, which message? People still go on message boards?
Yeah, Beach Grit message board is vicious. But it's fun. And it's a privilege and an honor to give Beach Grit so much to talk about, to be mentioned 4 out of 5 times. Over the weekend. Thank you.
The Tucker Carlson of surf.
The Fox News of surf media.
Wow, that's so great.
You know what I want to say? I never have.
I want to be the Breitbart of
we can be,
sports.
But we're too positive.
I don't know.
I was taking shit for saying that surf media needs to be more positive, right?
What if that's weird. You could be the Steve Bannon of action sports.
Wait, then you're the Alex Jones of action sports.
When am I not?
What's Alex Jones' thing called?
InfoWars.
Yeah.
I actually made a
I remember that.
You
I remember that.
InfoWars.
We'll get to more of that
okay.
in nerd news.
There's
more on that. Okay, I was just going to say I've never had an Out of Known shirt or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Never had anything.
Did you get one?
The Freshwater Pro presented by Out of Known. Hung out with the Out of Known people. I got kitted out for my on air stuff.
Head to toe?
Head to toe. And I got to tell you, the stuff is really good.
How good do the jeans, when you surf in the jeans, are they binding?
No.
Do they bleed
on
your legs?
I didn't surf in them, but so I'm not just like marketing here, but so the jeans are called Sea Jeans and the story behind them is really cool. They kind of gave us a little speech before the contest.
Of the Sea Jeans?
Every second of the day, a dump truck full of clothes is dumped into the trash, right? And so they're trying to do things more sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a couple people hit me up like, yo, what is that flannel? What is that shirt? You know, because I was wearing this
yeah.
unknown flannel. And it's perfect. I mean, it's a perfect
it was flannel. It was chilly enough to wear a flannel?
In the mornings.
Okay.
And they come back and be like, dude, this stuff's expensive. But, as you know, like, you pay a little bit more. You're going to get a little
bit
more.
You're paying a premium.
So all I'm saying is shout out to Outer Known. I've never been a hater or anything. I just never had anything. So now that I have some stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's really good. The jeans are comfortable. They got good stretch.
They got some budget, dude.
Yeah. So
did you talk to them about sponsoring the podcast?
I did not talk to them about sponsoring. You know what? Maybe we'll work some things out. This is a sustainable podcasts, by the way.
We're one of the most sustainable podcasts.
There's zero waste.
You can
except when Todd uses the restroom.
You can recycle our words and
oh, yeah.
use them later.
Well, there's no paper here.
No.
So that was the Freshwater Pro hype.
Hooray.
Any, you got anything else? Oh, well, thank you, Encinitas BMW.
Oh, yeah. How's that?
I got to drive a BMW M40i. Holy shit.
Is it quick?
Oh, my. I was driving up there listening to the Dollop podcast and just cruising. Mm-hmm. And I looked down. I'm going 101 miles an hour.
Wow.
And it felt like I was barely. This car. And it was fun. You know, I was pulling up to people and so many of my friends and people that I work with up there are like, whoa.
Podcast look must at you. Be doing really good.
Whoa. And I'm like, hey, it's a loaner from Encinitas BMW. They're awesome. They let me use cars for events. And it is the ultimate driving machine. I know you might disagree because you're an Audi guy, but it was really nice. So thank you to Encinitas BMW. Well, that was not my car.
Do you know what the
difference
is between a porcupine and a BMW owner?
No.
Or a BMW? On a porcupine, the pricks are on the outside.
You know what I did notice?
What?
People did not let me merge on the freeway. I was driving a gold, super fancy BMW, and people did not let me merge.
They were all like, tech nerd.
Oh, God.
I wonder what his app is.
Tell you, though.
What?
Put that shit in sport mode.
Sport.
To get on the freeway.
Zoom.
Yeah. I called my girlfriend, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Hi, Carolyn. She only listens to the podcast when we talk about her. So,
how does she
hi,
know?
Carolyn.
Because how does she know that?
She asks me, did you talk about me? No.
Oh.
I come home and I tell her,
in the Instagram?
Hey, we talked about you on the podcast. Then she'll listen. She only listens to murder podcasts.
Oh.
So she's probably like halfway through some super violent death podcast right
wow.
now.
How gothy.
Maybe she'll take a break to listen to the world's greatest action sports podcast. But I was talking to her on the phone and driving, and I got off the freeway in LA to kind of get around some traffic. And I was in asshole mode. Literally.
Just on the way home?
Yeah, she could hear my engine as I was like revving around corners and stuff. She's like, you need to slow down. Love you. Brian Bielman has an interview on Stab Magazine right now.
Okay.
.com.
All right.
I love Brian Bielman so much. And I want you all to go read something.
Bielman shot a rad skate photo of me on Tavarua on the mini ramp a few years back when we went there for the Nixon thing.
That's cool.
And I never
make it about you.
No, I'm just saying, like, and this is like, if Bielman's listening to this, like,
you want
to
call him?
I want to get a copy of that photo because it was really cool, like, shot through the woods.
I can call him.
Not now.
Read the Brian Bielman interview on Stab. Todd, we'll get that shot for you. No contest just went up. Red Bull Surfing /Stab Joint. This time from the ISA World Surfing Games. Todd, right before you got here, I spent an hour doing a voiceover for the rap show that will be coming out soon.
Did you do it in the car or in here?
I did it in right here. This mic is hot, dude. I've been using it all morning.
H-O-T.
So no contest is where Ashton from Stab goes to a contest and doesn't quite film the contest, gets in and around the contest.
Right.
And I'm not just saying it's great because I've got a cameo in it. I'm saying it's great because I really like that show.
It was like a lot of like Eitan and the
yeah,
dudes
it's like
hanging out.
It's like Anthony Bourdain meets surf video.
Strange.
It's really good.
Parts unknown.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see
I'm in it.
Dane dropped like a little edit this weekend?
Yeah, what was his caption?
It was like, I love driving my SUV.
I love drinking beer in my SUV. Yeah.
It was really funny.
That was from Japan, right?
I don't know, was it? Was he there?
No.
He wasn't.
So
it looked a lot like where it
might have been
Emma Wood. Yeah, it looked a lot like Emma, but it could have been Japan.
I was hyped to be in the new no contest video, and thanks Ashton, thanks Stab. Stab's a great site.
Like it.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. I was on bostonmagazine.com this morning, Todd.
You were?
Not on it, I was reading it.
Oh.
And what did I see?
Let me
get your reaction.
All right.
A photo from the beach
of
a surfer, a kid sitting on his board.
At Nauset.
He's turning around. He's looking at something.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a foot and a half worth of shark fin between him and the beach. The gnarliest encounter photo I've ever seen.
Is it like the pulled back photo where you can actually see the beach, or is it the one, the close up of the kid, like he's on a soft top, kind of looking behind him? Because
it's
that one. Set the stage
because
so
this is
that was at Nauset Beach.
Nauset
outside of Orleans
Nauset
on Cape Cod,
New Orleans. Wait, what?
Orleans.
Louisiana?
Orleans is a place.
Orleans.
So as you may or may not know, Cape Cod has a bit of a sharky congestion problem these days. And last week there was the remnants of hurricane, I don't know what it was. But anyways, the surf was really, really good. The surf has been phenomenal on the East Coast for the past like week.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
So I saw some photos of the Cape, I think it was from last Friday, and it was just bonkers good. And I think that photo was posted on Saturday morning or Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
I mean, they are there. And Nauset, there's a estuary kind of near Nauset Light Beach, I believe.
Yeah.
That's where the seals kind of hang. And predominantly, there's been like a lot of sightings at Nauset and Nauset Light Beach. Like a crazy amount of like predations. That's when they bite the seals. And, you know, sightings and that.
Wow,
kid,
you're like our resident shark that kid expert.
Tell me that kid looked cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, the photo is, he's probably what, like 12 or 13?
Yeah.
He's turning around and he's looking back towards the beach.
It may have code browned right after that photo.
What's code brown?
That's when you poop your wetsuit.
Oh.
So that was interesting for the people.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, the fact that sharks are actually starting to harm the local tourism on the Cape.
Didn't make you feel good.
It does kind of suck. Like, right. I know that, like, you know, talking to my friend Sean Vecchione, who does Vec surfboards there, and talking to the guys at the boarding house in Hyannis, like, they're selling fewer surfboards because of the sharks there.
Wait. What? New. I got new news for you.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. That's from 2013 where they said it was probably just a big sunfish. They've redacted that.
It's a
line.
Baby whale.
It's a shark.
No, that was a shark.
That's a shark.
The shark, the kid, the shark.
The and boy, it's, just it's a boy. That. It's just a boy and his shark.
It's almost the
like,
time.
Like, what's the problem? It's just a boy and his shark.
Right around last
Leave
year.
Leave him alone.
At this time is when that kid was killed there.
Oh, wait.
On the boogie board.
You really
I'm
brought
just
it down.
Bringing the facts.
I was having a good time.
Okay, well, guess what? Good Breitbart. Times are over.
We're all going to die.
This is the part where we bring the fear of God into everyone. All right, what's next?
Go surfing.
Do it.
Wherever you are. Look.
I'd like to say this is that Surfline is full of baloney because that south swell is not hitting.
What are you talking about? I surfed this morning. It was pumping.
Really?
Your spot
don't.
Might not get the fetch that the spot I was at got.
What about
it was overhead pumping.
What about the stone steps? Classic. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, the 33rd annual Stone Steps Longboard Invitational.
Your brother didn't win.
No, Kurt. Kurt won. Kurt lives on my street.
And didn't Ivy win for the
And
girls?
Ivy Miller won.
Yeah, there you go.
She flew in from, she drove her van from wherever she parked it and came in and just won the contest. I saw her this morning, actually.
Oh, did you?
She's a little cocky.
Yeah?
She got a little cocky after winning that contest. She had her trophy holding it up, walking around.
You're all boo. You are cocky.
Yeah. Oh, love you, Ivy. Congrats on winning the Stone Steps Invitational. Congrats to Kurt, too.
You didn't catch that, did you? I lobbed that one and you missed it.
I did.
You got it?
I didn't know.
We don't need to say anything more about that.
What? Any other surf news?
Nope.
Red Bull Airborne's coming up.
That is coming up.
In October. Along with the Quick Pro.
Quick Pro is happening.
Are you going?
Don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
These are the kind.
We'll see.
They like to keep me guessing.
Yeah,
Kersey, if you're listening, I would like to not be guessing anymore.
Guessing game.
Uh-huh.
We'll see.
I want to have another romantic.
I don't know if I'm going either. Seeing how I wasn't invited to catch a wave at Surf Ranch.
Maybe they'll make it up to you.
Probably won't get
catch a wave in France. We should go.
I think it's kind of like, you know how Tony Hawk is now. The shtick is to see him and go, "You look like Tony Hawk." I think the shtick for me is not inviting me to stuff.
Oh, okay. We should go to France, though. If someone... Okay, here, let me throw this at you.
Okay.
If we could get put up and have the accommodations handled, would you go over there? Just for like...
I pay my own flight?
Yeah, we pay for our flights.
You'd pay for my flights?
No, I wouldn't pay for it.
Maybe New Greens will pay for it. Or Wave
Ooh,
Soda.
Wait, yeah.
Or Nanocraft.
I mean, they could in an indirect way. I'm just saying. And this is like a completely for real.
Okay.
Would you go over there?
Yeah.
Would you take your girl or would you leave girl?
Well,
Because I don't want to.
Now it's weird.
I don't want to go.
Now you made it weird.
Well, I just don't want
to. You don't want to go with me and my girl?
No, because it sounds like icky in the house, and I don't want that.
Well, sorry. We're going to have to figure that out.
Okay, let's move on.
Todd and I are going back to BSR Surf Resort.
Oh, that's right. Maybe we'll just go there instead.
I just threw that out there as a kind of sounded like a factual kind of deal because we're going.
It sounds fun.
Let's
go. When do you want to go? Because that's like something we can just kind of slide in.
I don't have to be invited there. I'll just go.
No, just go.
Get invited.
Do we still have the hookup?
Probably.
Okay, cool. All right.
We're coming
back. We're going to move on to skate news brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights and the Folklore Project. Now it is my time to shine.
Todd was at
the Clash at
Claremont.
Triple H.
I was going to introduce you.
Claremont.
Ladies and gentlemen, live. Ladies and gentlemen, not live, but he was there. Clash of Claremont. It's the one and only.
Triple Eight.
Todd Richards.
Triple Eight Clash of Claremont.
Triple Eight makes skate pads and helmets.
Skateboarding pads.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I must have said shit. So it was a... The Clash of Claremont was
a, clash,
a
right?
benefit for Grind for Life.
Yep.
And that is Mike Rogers, his charity... for cancer and fighting cancer and helping people to fight cancer with funds. And, you know, it's a lot to get. There's all these cures for cancer, but they're not really readily available for people. And you have to travel to go and get these cures and get these treatments. And that's what Mike Rogers does with Grind for Life. Are you comparing your phone size to mine?
We'll talk about it in Nerd News. I am a huge fan of Mike Rogers and Grind for Life.
Did you get? You didn't get the new phone, did you?
No. We'll talk about it
anyway. I was at Street League. I was just reading that. My brain read that.
You're at Clash at Claremont.
I was at Clash at Claremont. Street League did happen this weekend as well.
We're not there.
I know, but I'm just saying my eyeballs picked up that information by accident. Are you okay?
Yeah.
So there was the highlight of. The highlight of the Clash of Claremont was the Skater Cross event.
Oh, that looks fun.
It's really fun. It's scary.
Describe it to the layman.
Not
that any layman's listen. They're all pros.
It's like hell track. Two guys go down a pump track on steroids.
Describe hell track to the layman.
Hell track is a pump track on steroids.
Okay.
And two guys go down. There's a series of whoop-de-doos, jumps.
Whoops.
Corners. And two guys battle it out, and they race. And it has there's nothing to do with airtime and style. It's all about get to the finish line first.
So amplitude is not a factor.
Amplitude. You don't want amplitude. You
right.
want to keep
it's like
it,
BMX racing on your skateboard.
You want to keep it low to the ground.
Okay.
And it was great. And when you watch the guys that really know how to do it, like Jeremy Green, super good. He was the winner. He came away the winner. Andy McDonald is really good at it. He's one of the champions of skater cross.
And the inventor.
He is kind of the inventor of
it. Well, he was the push behind getting that track made in Claremont.
Right. Let's see. Who else did really good? Beaver Fleming.
Beaver always.
Really good. Liam.
Yeah. I like, you know, Beaver has a way of, he can shave time off his runs. It's called the Beaver Shave, where he pumps a little bit harder through the corners.
You know, sometimes when at the end of like, because you really get winded. It's a lot of work because one portion of the course is back uphill,
right?
And you need to give the beaver a breather at the end of the run.
I feel like the beaver pump, you know, through the corner, it gives beaver a nice edge.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people say that because he has all the practice at like Nitro World Games and Nitro Circus that. You know, that maybe it's an unfair advantage because he's so, you know, he constantly trains in this. And I'm like, go easy on the beaver.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be so hard on the beaver.
A lot of people, you know, they pound beaver online.
But don't.
Because he's so positive and awesome. I love Beaver Fleming. For sure.
Compliment the beaver.
He's great.
Yeah. Are we done with this part of the shtick? Can we move on from the beaver part?
Afterwards, he was. Dripping wet, sweaty, you know, wet beaver, and it just shows you that he was putting it all out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Full
beef weekend.
So that was amazing. Jeremy Green
Shout
won.
Shout out Beaver Fleming. I love that. I like
Jeremy Green won.
Okay.
He took it, and then he also won the high jump, which was the second tabletop in the skater cross. And Jeremy Green did a backside 360, I think 12 feet high.
epic.
And it was insane. And it was great. And there was, you know, Tony Hawk showed up and did a demo.
Oh, my friend.
Yeah, your friend Tony Hawk. All your favorite pros were there. Bucky Laska did like a face high ollie to fakie, which didn't look real. All kinds of people were there. It was great. I saw Dwayne Peters.
Oh, the master of disaster.
Did you know that if you lick Dwayne Peters' back, you trip balls?
No, but I would try that.
I don't know. That may or may not be true. But that's where I was.
What happens when you give a beaver, beaver a lick?
It was all for a good cause. Grind for Life.
You were fighting cancer this weekend, Todd.
I was. God, me and Brad J. Do you know Brad J? Oh, let me talk about this.
You're a good person, man.
I am. I'm a better person than you.
So is Brad J.
We had Paul Schmidt in the booth. You know who Paul Schmidt is? Schmidt Sticks, Professor Schmidt?
Yeah, you ever heard of that guy? Big fan.
So this weekend coming up...
Did you talk about me at all?
Skaters? Not really.
That's lame.
The New Deal reissue.
The Rebirth.
The Rebirth of New Deal. And the big art show is this weekend coming up. Did you know that?
Can I go?
Should we go?
Where is it?
Los Angeles.
Way too far.
Yeah, it's pretty far. Can you get a rental?
I could probably get an Anthony's BMW whip and get us up there quick. 101 miles an hour quick.
So somebody
will cover that.
That's some of the stuff that I was doing.
We got a reporter to call.
Who?
You might know him. He probably won't answer, but... this guy.
Vegan? Is he vegan?
He is vegan.
Oh, I think I know who this is. I know who it is. He's also,
He was at Street League.
Oh.
Street League World Championships.
World Championships.
And.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Hey, Andrew Cannon, welcome to the world's greatest action sports podcast. You're live. On the air with Chris Cote and Todd Richards, if you can believe it.
Hi.
Lucky
what an
you.
Honor. What an honor. Do I sound okay? I'm talking in my headphones.
You're good.
You sound great. I mean, you have a very crisp, clear, beautiful voice.
What we want to know is what happened at Street League this weekend.
Yeah, give us the 2-minute Street League update overview insight. Go.
First off, we got to say happy birthday to you, Cote.
Oh, yeah, it's Chris's birthday.
You know, my co-host, Todd, hasn't said shit.
Bullshit. I walked in here
all
and
day.
I don't know when this is going to air.
Probably.
It doesn't matter.
I'm airing on the side of caution.
Thank you, Andrew.
Whatever. Suck
thank
up.
Thank you.
Goodness, Cote. Well, when you ever kick him to the curb, you know who can be a better co-host.
Oh, starting
anyway.
Next week.
So Street League was insane. Basically, the women's contest was out of control. It was really cool because we basically had we went into the show sort of predicting what we thought was going to happen, and it turned out that way. Aori, last year's world champ, came through and skated super well, ended up in third place. And then we kind of thought it was going to be a little bit of a battle between Kaisa and Pamela Rosa. I like saying both of their names. And it totally ended up being exactly that. And it was super, super close. And Pamela went nuts and did this crazy gap lip slide that I think they scored her a 7 on it. But to be honest, like even in talking with some of the other skaters, we were like, dude, that could have been a higher score, you know, because it was so huge that she did that, especially in that moment. So the women's competition was crazy.
So
and
she is our world
level.
Champion.
Yeah, she is the 2019 world champion,
awesome.
Which is awesome. And then the men's competition was literally the gnarliest skateboarding contest I've ever seen in my life.
What?
I feel like I keep saying that at every one of these contests, but I guess it's just because it keeps getting crazier. But the tricks that Yuto did, the like Nolly 180 over the rail, switch 5-0 down, was out of control on a round rail, and that thing was big. And then the cab flip back lip that Nyjah did, it took him 2 tries, but he did it. I think he got maybe like a 9.7 for it, but that was unreal to be able to do something like that in such a high pressure situation.
You're in a stadium,
right away,
like a full stadium. It's raging. It's loud.
It was the craziest fans ever too. Like it was, I don't know if there was an empty seat in the actual stands.
There wasn't a dry seat in the house.
No, it was nuts. Everyone was losing it.
I got Nyjah's quote from this morning.
What was the quote?
Three-peat world champ. You already know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that so was sick. his well, quote?
Yeah.
You know what is sick? I respect that. I mean, I think he's the sickest. Like, I just, his whole thing is so, like, rad, just the way that he's, like, all about, like, we're sending it, we're going. Because I like that he shows up. Like, he gets on the flight to go to Brazil, and he's like, I'm coming there to win.
You know what?
There's no,
that makes him,
no fake in it.
Yeah, that makes him the most punk out of any of those skateboarders in that contest, because he truly does not give a fuck. And that's what makes one punk, right?
Right.
If you don't care, you're punk.
Who's punk? What's the score?
Nyjah's punk. His score was, what, like a 90-something? I don't, a nine
it was
club.
Crazy.
He's in the nine club. Many
he's
times
definitely
over.
In the club. But what was rad was, like, even before we did it, because he had an ankle injury. So, you know, just doing a little beforehand, catching up, it was like, hey, how are you doing? You know, he was like, dude, my ankle's still kind of fucked, but I'm coming into it. I'm just going to go for it. And I was like, what's your strategy? Are you going to play it safe? Are you just going to put everything on the line? And he just goes, come on, man. You already know.
I
and
it.
I was just like, I was
you already
like,
know.
Yes,
you already know.
I do. I totally do know.
I love it. Thank you, Andrew. We love you.
Absolutely.
Hey,
well, thank you guys.
Give us a quick what's up with the band? When can we hear Andrew screaming into the microphone?
Oh, we're playing tomorrow night in our first show in Santa Cruz.
Wow.
Worship.
And then hopefully we'll do a little tour down south. We want to do like LA, maybe San Diego, and then like Phoenix.
You can play at Todd's house.
Yeah, I have my garage is sick.
All right.
Perfect.
There you go. Worship has a spot to play.
I'll send you your new greens is coming.
Your new greens is coming.
I'm excited. How delightful are they?
Great. Chris just got his.
But put them in your mouth. Because Todd's been shelving his new greens. And does it work as good? Or?
As a suppository?
Yeah.
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 He's trying to keister him?
Hmm.
You know the scene in...
I put it in the prison wallet.
You know the scene in Wolf of Wall Street?
yes.
I don't know what they call that, but when you shoot a powder in a straw into one's anus?
It's called boofing.
Boofing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, they work great. Thank you, Andrew. We love you so much.
Bye, Andrew.
Love you guys, too.
Listen to Worship, Andrew Cannon. Thank you, Andrew Cannon, all the way from Brazil.
I just need you to look at that. I'm not going to describe
it. Oh, I watched it.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's a happy climate week, by the way.
It is climate week.
It is climate week, which we'll get to in nerd news. Because caring about the climate, it's nerdy.
Super nerdy.
But great. So, Nyjah's your
new Santa Cruz video.
So these are three must-see video drops. On ThrasherMagazine.com.
Number one.
Mike Anderson, out there. Mini documentary. Mike does things his way. And now he's living the dream. Skate park and goats in the backyard. Have you watched it yet?
I haven't seen that one.
Recommended by my friend Matt Ramirez. Shout out, Matt. Santa Cruz, Till the End.
Seen
three.
It.
I am a card-carrying member of the Wooten clan.
Yeah.
Jake Wooten is featured in this along with Asta Winkowski.
I mean, look.
Look.
Tom Asta.
Look.
Who doesn't want to watch Tom
Asta?
Look,
let's be honest here.
Who doesn't want to watch Winkowski in his unique brand of...
wizardry?
Yeah. It is Winkowski-ness. It's so different than everybody else's.
We should have told Andrew that. Andrew was executive producer or producer
of that.
Oh,
that's right. We
video.
Already told him in our text today.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we said...
We texted him. It's like, great job.
Remember
like,
Andrew told me how
to
birthday?
So that was great. Jake Wooten is a is,
thanks for the birthday
is a freak.
Wishes.
Oh, hey,
Andrew.
Huge congratulations out to
thank you,
Zach Miller.
Oh,
he is now pro. He got a pro model
for
from Hosoi Skateboards.
I saw that yesterday.
Wow.
Now, will you buy a Zach
yeah.
board? I was thinking the same thing. It'd be kind of rad to buy a Zach Miller board.
I would buy that.
And you're riding it, you like ride it around him, and he would, you know how awkward he would get?
What if you were like, fuck, I can't fucking ollie this thing? And just like,
what if you. Zach, who is, we love him, but he's very awkward.
No, he's not.
When you try to give him shine, he like kind of like.
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah.
always tell him like, oh, dude, that air was so sick. He's like, oh, come on, stop it.
Oh yeah.
So I think it'd be funny if you got his board and you're like holding it in front of him,
because
he's a ripper. But man, he when you give him
he shies away from the spotlight.
Yeah.
That's good though. You want
congrats,
that.
Zach.
You want that instead of saying, yeah, you know. You know what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, I like both.
Ugh, I can't stand that.
Also, the Lottie's Skate Shop Must Be Stop video just burst out of nowhere and blew my pants right off. Dakota Servold now joins Team America. That's sweet. Like proper skate news.
Skate news.
And that was skate news. Yeah.
That was great news.
Good job.
Not just skate.
Thank you,
news.
Andrew Cannon.
That was great news. Thanks, Andrew.
Snow News is brought to you by Adventure.io.
Adventure.io.
We're going to have a Todd Richards snowboard adventure on the app soon.
I don't want to, you know, give people something to write home about, but it is going to be a glorious adventure.
I want to give something to write home about.
You've
with you.
Seen Fellowship of the Rings.
Yes.
It's going to be like that.
It's going to be basically the entire Star Wars mm-hmm. saga
wrapped into
meets,
one. Right.
Meets Out Cold, the film.
Sure.
Featuring Todd Richards.
Okay.
With a little dash, with just a little
smidgen.
Sprinkle.
Yep.
Of Deep Throat. The first mainstream pornography film. Those three things.
Yes.
Just kidding. Not Deep Throat, but definitely Out Cold. That's coming soon. Get the Adventure.io app. You won't be sorry. The Atlanta Braves are hosting a Big Air competition in December. The Visa Big Air presented by Land Rover
will take place December 20th and 21st, right before Christmas, and that will be in Atlanta.
Georgia.
Georgia.
Will you be there?
Yep. Me
yes.
and Todd Harris will either be there or we'll be in Stamford, Connecticut.
If you need a sideline guy. I like Big Air.
We've been calling a lot of those events, though, from Stamford, Connecticut.
You're calling them off a screen.
Right.
Yeah.
But we call them off a screen anyways.
Exactly.
Here's some great news for everyone. Today is the 20th. Is today? What's the 23rd? 23rd of September?
It's September 23rd.
Okay.
One of the best days of
today
the year.
Today is the first day of autumn. And guess what? Apparently, there is a massive system heading into the Pacific Northwest that could dump multiple feet of snow.
Come on.
On the Cascades and through Montana, Washington.
So, like you're saying, more than 9 inches?
Winter is here.
Because I...
Again.
I know exactly what 9 inches of snow...
Feels like?
Yeah, is. Infoma. You know, see daddy me throwing on a play. A licky boom boom down.
All right.
That's 10 inches of snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So that's good.
Yep. Snow's here.
And I randomly typed in snow news to my Google, and this was the first thing that popped up. Chris Carr from Shasta Mountain Guides grabbed a couple of old boards, and they hiked up Mount Shasta, and they snowboarded. They rode old boards to dodge rocks because there's rocks. It's not like a lot of snow.
Bjorn Linus actually posted something on his Instagram the other day. His son, I believe his name is Bear, he went up to Brighton and actually was sessioning last week, sessioning a picnic table.
I think you're right. Yeah, I saw that same.
So it's kind of happening.
Sessions are happening.
This weekend is hot dogs and handrails up at Big Bear. So you can get up there and the official kickoff of the snowboard season.
No need to bring your own hot dogs or your own handrails.
Right.
They will be provided.
They provide them to you.
You got to bring your board, though.
If you want to enter.
And if you win.
So go on up.
Free hot dogs.
Go on up there.
You don't get to take any handrails home. Are you going?
No.
No. No. I wasn't invited.
What else? Do we have any other news?
Yeah. Best video name ever, right, is Fucking Up the Internet, and the video is called, that's the headline, Fucking Up the Internet.
Okay.
The video is called East Bumfuck Shithole.
What? Whose video is that? That's insane.
It is not safe for work.
That is great, though.
It's...
That's a real video?
It's on Snowboarder. It was on Snowboarder.com.
That's so sick.
You probably know these guys.
I'm sure.
Hey,
who knows?
You're going up the lift with a stranger, you're like, hey, did you see that new East Bumfuck?
Oh, my God. Who is it? Are they East Coast kids?
Jake Aronson. And
wow, this is cool. That's the best name I've ever heard.
Potpourri. Andre Travivov.
That's great.
Austin Vicentner.
One of the greatest names of a video that I've ever heard of.
East Bumfuck, all one word, shithole.
Right.
And the tagline is, y'all gone East Bumfucked up now. So, Shout out to that crew for best name ever.
Super shouts.
Any other snow news?
Not that I can think of right now. I'm sure I'll have some more in nerd news. That's the way my brain works.
Nerd news is brought to you by Panakin Coffee and Tea. Follow at Panakin Coffee and Tea if you know it's good for you.
Chris, not only is it your birthday, happy birthday.
Thank you.
But it's also Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
The boss.
Ray Charles.
Right. Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander, who is...
A.K.A. George Costanza.
George Costanza.
Julio Iglesias.
What?
Tom Johnson.
Get out of town.
You know who's better than all of those guys? Tom Johnson.
Who's Tom Johnson?
Thomas Creighton Johnson.
Who's that?
One of my best friends. Share the same birthday.
What does he do?
You know my friend Tom Johnson.
No.
You've met him.
Is it Don Johnson's brother?
He's an artist.
Tom Johnson.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
On your birthday.
It's great. And my birthday. Who gives a fuck? Patton Oswalt has the best take on birthdays.
Is it weird? Like,
no,
I,
birthday.
I honestly think that you...
I'm getting younger.
This is... You want...
That's not... No. Dude, that's not a fucking birthday. Shame on you for applauding that.
What is this?
That's not a birthday.
Patton Oswalt.
What did you do for 37th birthday? Nothing. That's not special. There's only about 20 birthdays you should be allowed to celebrate. And the others, you're wasting cake and paper. You're
okay.
Wasting...
So he goes on to say, there's no birthdays...
There's no birthdays.
No.
Fuck up. 50, 60, 70, 80. Until you hit 90. If you can make it to 90, starting at 90, every year, one law no longer applies to you.
That's great.
That's your incentive to take care of yourself. Now, it starts off small. When you turn 90, you can legally litter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patton Oswalt, best birthday
just
take
double
ever.
Down every year.
So yeah, it's my 43rd birthday. No birthday, no cake, no party. Nobody gives a shit.
Who cares?
Till I turn 50.
Then it's...
Then I get a birthday.
Then it's all shits.
Then I get a birthday.
What are we gonna do for
43?
My...
No birthday.
Nothing.
40? You get a birthday.
Okay.
30 years old, you get a birthday. Yep. 32 years old?
Nope.
No birthday.
No birthday.
70.
Nothing.
Birthday.
Birthday. Great.
He says he finishes up that bit. If you can make it to 100, you can legally kill anyone you want.
That's so great.
If you can do it yourself.
Oh.
Like if you can
stab somebody?
Yeah.
All right. I look forward to stabbing
you. Did
you
watch the Emmys last night?
No, but I did see Peter Dinklage he won yet another Emmy for Game of Thrones.
See,
Game of Thrones winning
Emmys?
That show just was not all. I mean, yeah, the production value was great, but
what are you talking about?
I just think that
you've been raving about Game of Thrones and crying about it.
But
and
they
like,
fucked us, Chris.
Whoa,
they fucked us with that ending.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I did.
I think you got a little. You get a little over passionate about it.
I get involved.
Well,
how come? Did hey,
congratulations,
did you watch?
Game of
did you actually
They're
watch?
Huge
it?
Fans of. No, I didn't watch the Emmys. That's stupid.
I wonder if the boys won anything.
I don't know.
Did you finish the boys?
No, not yet.
Oh my god!
But last night I caught up on The Righteous Gemstones. That's the best show on TV right now.
The Righteous Gemstones
on
HBO. That's the
that is the best show on TV right now.
Yeah. There's no dragons or superheroes.
Dude, do you watch it?
I know what it's about.
Do you watch it?
No.
You're blowing it. I never get mad at you, Todd, but I'm mad at you now.
It's that good?
It's so good.
Okay. All right, I believe you.
God. Damn it. It's like pulling teeth, man.
It's like pulling teeth out here.
This is nerd news. I put out a tweet, Facebook, something like, I want to know what's the best mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Because I truly do. And sometimes when you put that shit on Facebook and Twitter, you get help. I have just gotten bombarded with a million different mattresses. This one's great. That one sucks. But I'm lost.
Wait,
what
so
mattress do you have?
I don't know. I think it's like some organic thing.
Oh, so your wife got it for you guys. You have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe you could text her and ask her.
I don't know.
I would like to speak to her.
But it's
maybe I could try your mattress out.
Do you want
not with you guys in it?
Do you want to come over and try the mattress out?
Yes. Can I bring my girlfriend?
Lindsay, Chris said that he wants to come over and try the mattress out.
Like nine.
Hello. Yes. Do you have box springs? Yes, we do.
And upper mattresses?
Yes.
Okay, because I need a new one. What happened was my lover fell asleep last night with cigarettes in the bed and burned up all my ass and legs right to the spring.
that really just reminded me
That's
of
all
that.
I needed, man.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, dial
Thank
mattress?
You.
Yes.
All right, so anybody out there still on the quest for the perfect mattress?
What about one of those?
I will be trying
what
out.
What about the ones that the
Casper
they advertise? Yeah, like you can
Casper,
you can
purple.
Dial your setting.
Oh, Sleep Number.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody recommends a different
What's
thing.
What's your number?
Text your wife and say I'm coming over tonight around 9:30. You guys can stand on the side of the bed. I'm going to lay in it for, I don't know, 20 minutes to an hour.
Just lay there.
9:30 to 10. Give me 9:30 to 10:15.
Just a lot of rolling.
I'm going to try it out.
Okay.
With my girlfriend.
Come on over.
I'm going to bring my dog to you. We're going to all get in there just so it's real. I might take a little nap. Anybody have a mattress recommendation? Hit me up. Big waste of time happened this weekend, Todd.
Oh, what a waste.
The storming of Area 51. Bunch of dipshits in the desert.
Did you see that the military apologized for threatening to bomb them?
No.
Yeah,
why did they say sorry?
I don't know. The military.
It's funny because I'm driving that BMW. It had satellite radio, which I don't have.
Yeah.
And Howard Stern was on it, going on a tirade about storming Area 51. He goes, "How about you storm a library?
You're right.
And learn something." You know what? I'm on a positive note. I'm sure people had fun getting together.
I think it was kind of like a Burning Man-ish thing out in the desert.
Think about that energy, though, if they could put that energy towards, like...
anything.
I was listening to that driving downtown L.A., and there's literally four... I drove by four blocks of Tent City.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, God, if 1,000 people just stormed this Tent City and brought food and...
Intensity in Tent City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, anybody storm Area 51? Let us know how it was.
Yeah, let us know if you stormed it. Or if you went to
Burning
Man.
Are you arrested?
If you went to Burning Man, let us know about that too. Because
did you see any aliens?
I'd love to make fun of you.
Stupid. Alex Cameron has a new album out. It's called Miami Memory. He is such a great lyric writer.
Is that Kirk Cameron's brother?
No.
Oh.
Al Cameron. Well, one of the lines is, eating your ass like an oyster. The way you came like a tsunami.
Wow.
That's the one line.
Not safe for... that's not a...
Another song with the best line. Far from born again, she's in porn again. You got to get that new Alex Cameron album.
It.
It's called Miami Memory. Listen to it.
Okay.
Season 4 of Mr. Robot is coming out October 6th.
I could never get into Mr. Robot.
I got into about half of the first season, and I almost feel like I should revisit because I've heard so many people say it's the best show ever.
And how'd it go?
Hello. Hello, I was hurt at work today.
Hi. Todd, did you ever log on to...
Monday Mass?
Yeah.
To find the password?
No, well, to get questions?
Yes, we have questions. Oh, great, great transition, Chris.
Okay.
Here we go.
Last note, I got a new iPhone. I went in there.
You did?
And I was so... I was so tired and blown that the guy was selling me shit. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I spent like $500. I left out there. I have an old iPhone. iPhone 10.
But couldn't you get the new one for the same price?
No, I don't know.
You
I don't know what happened.
I bet you could have.
I got iPhone XR. Is that good? I don't know. And then I saw the commercial for the new iPhone 20 times that night.
Oh my god!
I fucked up.
You are a moron.
We've got questions. You've got questions. We've got answers. This is Monday Mass Questions, and your award for asking a question is us answering it.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. Jeez.
Okay, really here's one.
I got one.
This is a birthday question.
All right.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
This comes from New Greens, proud sponsor of the Monday Mass.
Oh, thank you.
I'm assuming this is Devin. Devin went to Nicaragua, and he's been skunked all week. He didn't get one circle
Devin
away.
From New Greens.
New Greens, yeah. He said, several years ago, I was at the car wash and picked up an issue of Encinitas Magazine to pass the time while my chariot received a fine hub scrub. Although this was many years ago, I remember it like it was yesterday.
It's a long
Without
question.
Digressing too much, Jesus Christ, I read a feature on me,
oh
TR, Todd Richards, talking about when he turned 50, he would be busting a 720. My question is a two-parter now that TR is hitting that milestone this year. Does
Let's
he plan on doing that? And
short,
if so, what
listeners.
Will be the grab of choice? Yeah, I'll fucking do it, and I'll grab a mute. Suck it.
Short answer for
Life.
A long question. Thank you, New Greens, for sponsoring the podcast, but get
never
those, shorten those questions.
Never ask a question like
I
that.
I got a
again.
Question from Tony Piro, man, who says, why does BMW give you a car to drive? Are you sponsored?
Yeah.
I think that's the tone that it was asked in. Yeah, I'm sponsored by Anthony's BMW. And if you see me on the road, just give me a nod and a wave and let me merge. Be cool about it. All right? It's not my car.
Do you know the...
I did Instagram posts all the way up and down and
yeah.
back.
Yep. While driving.
Well, now, pulled over. Anthony's BMW, thank you. And if somebody, when you know people give you that look like, must be nice. It is nice. Thank you.
Feels great.
I got a question from Gone Clamming.
Go ahead.
Is this the last year of the Surf Ranch Pro?
Yeah,
and if so, where will the replacement event be?
I kind of
That's
heard
a great
was.
Question.
I heard it was.
I've heard rumors it was, but honestly, like, I haven't heard nothing. I cannot speak for the WSL. Well, I'm not on the payroll today, but...
Do you think it will go back to Trestles?
My gut tells me that it most likely will be not... There won't be an event there next year mm-hmm. just because there's already been four events there.
It's boring.
And no, finals day was not boring. Finals day was sick.
It's kind of boring.
Be honest. Finals day was sick.
Yeah, there was moments, but for the most part, it's boring.
I've heard just like everyone else... G-Land could be a possibility.
I thought that already was. I thought that replaced Karamas next year.
I should probably know this.
I believe it replaced Karamas, but we don't know.
Everyone's asking about Lowers, but
I mean,
I don't remember Lowers being such a great event that people
dude,
crying about
are
it.
Are you kidding me? Lowers was all like primarily
wasn't that good.
Lowers was really good every
no.
single year.
No, it wasn't.
Maybe it's because you were in the booth the whole time and all
probably.
You remember is the grind.
I went there once really drunk with a tent and I set the tent up like all over the beach. It was fun.
What do you mean all over the beach? Like you would just move it?
Like I wasn't actually invited to the contest, so I just barged it with a tent and like set it up in the media room and on the beach.
Just is this Trans World Surf Days?
Yeah.
God, we need that.
Jerry
again.
Ricciotti filmed it. It's online somewhere.
Okay, what else we got?
Okay, from Rhino 858, who get this, Rhino did a Photoshop challenge. He won tickets to the Surf Ranch.
Did he go?
He went. He says, had an amazing time Saturday at the Surf Ranch. Okay. Thank you again for the opportunity to go.
Which?
And his question is, so congratulations.
What photo
you,
was
Rhino.
It? Which one did Rhino do?
He did the one, shit, I just lost it.
Was it the one we're holding each other in the water?
I posted it. We'll post it
the
again.
The Airwolf one?
Might have been Airwolf.
That was a good one.
But we'll post it.
Okay.
His question is, Rhino's a great listener of ours. When is Kolohe going to get over the hump and start winning? Also, why was everyone wearing leashes? Kolohe is frustratingly in a bit of a slide right now. He surfs really well in France and Portugal. Mm-hmm. He needs basically to win one of these events.
In order to stay in the mix.
God, he's so good. But you know how good, like Jordy Smith is so good. He hasn't won an event this year,
Jordy,
but he's in like the top three.
Jordy seemed, he was too big for that wave.
Yeah, he was ripping though.
He was ripping.
Owen Wright, we didn't talk about.
God,
Owen Wright was ripping.
Owen was insane.
He was
out kind there.
Of the unsung hero. Yeah. Connor Coffin too. He didn't like go super deep in the contest, but he was shredding. Oh, and the reason why you wear leashes there, because if you're Chocolate Rain.
What the fuck?
The reason you wear the leash there is if you break your board or something, or break your, or if something happens, potentially it could go and like mess up the
go get sucked into
the system. This. Plus, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
You don't have to wear a leash. You just can't.
David Johnson says, "How do the core?" This is a good question. This mm-hmm. is thoughtful. Okay. How do the core fans differ between skate, surf, and snow?
The core fans?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Am I boring? Are these questions boring you?
Kind of. How do they differ?
Yeah.
Well, I think your average core fan for snowboarding is a privileged,
okay,
privileged kid because snowboarding is so stupid expensive. Your average skate core fan is anyone that, you know, has ever, you know, it could be vastly greater demographic.
Okay.
You know, and they tend to have a lot more hardcore attitude. Right.
It's different between a core fan and a core doer.
Like core snowboarding, even at its most core, even the most dirtbag dudes still have to get enough money
to buy a lift ticket
or $300 boots and a $500 snowboard and the outerwear. And it's like all said and done, it's minimum $1,000 to do the sport.
Yeah.
Where a skateboarder, all you need is a fucking skateboard.
And if you, I guess core fan would be somebody from San Diego who paid the money. A core surf fan would be someone who paid the money, mm-hmm. bought the tickets to the surf ranch, to the Freshwater Pro, drove up there, watched all day, got excited. You know, that's a core fan.
But there's a difference between like core and core fans, because the core wouldn't.
Oh, the core is like, I'm hardcore.
Stupid, dumb,
core,
cool.
The quote unquote core wouldn't be watching any of this shit.
Right. But I think that it kind
of. I got called out.
Why?
For not being core.
Really?
Yeah.
Who called you out for not being core?
The Fox News of surf media.
For not being core?
Yeah.
What is core?
Exactly. Core is somebody that lives and breathes and loves and does all these things, right?
Right.
Do I live and breathe and do all these things?
I mean, for the most part.
I don't bleed because I don't try hard enough, but I'd live it. Cry is free.
You have tattoos.
I'm... Exactly.
I've seen you run front traction.
Yeah.
There's nothing more core than tattoos and front traction.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you skate. So that you already have three
do you even skate, bro? I have Wecking Ball DMing me.
Really?
Saying what's up. What up, Weck? Like I'm core. Jesus.
What's your next one?
My last question would be,
Andy Mack just texted me. Andy Mack just texted me and says, I have a boosted board for you in my garage. Holy shit, we can go get hurt on boosted boards later. You want to?
Yes.
Awesome. I will talk shit.
Oh, look at this. What's that? KevCom Media.
Okay.
He posted a picture of his breakfast at Panigan. He said, came here because of the Monday Mass. What up, KevCom?
Hell yeah.
KevCom Media. We're going to repost that picture. You have access to the Monday Mass Instagram?
I'm working on it. Okay. I forgot. See, the deal is I forgot the password.
So anybody that asked questions today, we'll get to those next week.
So, Russia, if you're listening, if you could hack into the Monday Mass Instagram and get our...
You need to call somebody from the Ukraine.
Right.
And get them to investigate the Monday Mass Instagram account to get that password so we can get back
in
there.
Need to get back in the Monday. I wonder what it was. I tried like Monday Mass 69. I tried.
Don't give away our passwords.
But I've already tried these.
I will. Okay, we're gonna find
the
password. The
usual suspects: Chris blows goats. You know, I did like the usual. Nothing came through.
Face recognition of my dong.
Recognize this ass cheeks.
Didn't make sense.
We should be done with this by now.
How you been?
That's what my wife says.
Thanks for listening to the special episode.
This was the Monday
recorded
Mass
on my birthday. I'm working
Excelsior
on my birthday because who gives a shit? My mom was one that was working hard 43 years ago.
When it's your birthday, why don't you like call your mom and congratulate her for like blowing a vagina to pieces to get a human to fall out?
Vagina?
Right? I don't mean to...
You talking about my mom's vagina?
Nope. We'll see you next week, kids.
Vagina. Birthday.